Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Rana here. Are you ready to bring a little glamour back into your life, pardon me? Are you ready for another fabulous evening in the carriage house? Well, join Brian Safi, maybe you've heard of him, and you know who, on Sunday, April 18th for our Oscars preview party live from the carriage house. We'll be coming to you live from Marblewood, Massachusetts, excuse me, with games, prizes, surprises, pardon me. And of course, our fabulous experts from Variety Magazine, Kate Arthur and Adam B. Vary, a.k.a. Madame Bovary, will be with us to go over our top categories and our picks, who should win, who's going to win, and, you know, a couple of people that maybe we think were overlooked. But we'll get into that on the night, pardon me. So join us for another incredible live event. Go to askronalive.com to get your tickets. And you can also pick up an exclusive meet and greet, pardon me, one-on-one with either Brian or, guess who? Rana. That's me. So we'll see you live in the carriage house on April 18th, 5 p.m. West Coast, 8 p.m. East Coast, whatever time that is in Australia. We can't wait for another fabulous, fabulous party in the carriage house. You're invited. Kiss, kiss. Here we are, Brian. Yes, we are.
Here we are, Rana. We are the same, but there's some song. We are the same, but different.
You and I?
Well, no.
You and me? Sorry, I have to correct myself. Here we go. This is how we're going to start this.
I would have said you and I.
You and I. I am the same. I don't. You know what? These people have me so turned. Me is you and me, this, you and I.
These people accuse us of not selling fair trade coffee, of
They've
having bad grammar. I mean,
okay.
We are.
Well, you know what? As long as we're here on the free feed, because okay, we've addressed this on the Patreon.
Yes.
We're going to address this here, and then we're going to get straight to what we're really supposed
Our
to be
coffee
doing today.
Is fair effing trade, everybody. There was a question about whether it was or wasn't. It
wasn't a question. It was an attack.
Accusation. You're right.
I'll tell you something. It wouldn't have bothered me as much as if he had given us a 5-star attack. But he gave us a 3-star attack.
But just the assumption there of their coffee isn't fair trade. It absolutely is. Don't
and
you
people
ever
people that
talk
listen
to
the show know, because we addressed that at the very beginning of
we
the coffee.
We did.
That it was fair trade. So
listen, if you want to get back, that's done. I just ask ronacoffee.com if you want to get back at that 3-star rating.
Yeah, if you want to show that guy what time it is.
You're buying
you
fair
can
trade.
Order a delicious, gorgeous free trade coffee at askronacoffee.com.
Correct.
I'd rather be looking at it than looking for it, as I always say. Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Believe it.
$3 off when you subscribe.
That's
cancel
right.
your subscription anytime. You decide the frequency.
That's right.
Now that our business is out of the way.
Can I ask you something, Rana?
Yeah.
Where are you? I don't recognize your setup.
Well, that's ridiculous because everyone knows, okay, again, this has been addressed, but you had the Sputnik vaccine.
I did.
I don't really trust
the Tesla
research,
manufacturer.
And I understand that the New Yorker did an article about how fabulous the Sputnik vaccine is, or that it turned
out to be
fabulous.
You just get it in your car or at the Tesla dealership in Boston.
But until that data is truly analyzed, I mean, this is, look, it's not my fault I don't trust the Russians. It's their fault I don't trust them.
You're
because
exactly
they're always
right.
running a misinformation campaign. So for me, I really felt I needed to quarantine away from the carriage house. We normally, you know, we have I'm in one room, you're in the other room, that sort of thing.
True.
So I'm in one of my son rooms at the moment.
Well, who's that man in the back, that terrifying painting?
Oh, that's just Holocaust art. That's just a little Holocaust art.
What?
Yeah, now you know.
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, you know, they had such wonderful artists and artisans
yes.
who came through Theresienstadt. And that's just some art that I bought that was produced. And that was really a transit camp, less so than a concentration camp.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
Like a giant ghetto. Oh, it was awful. Absolutely awful.
Well, now I'm scared.
I visited on my birthday, as you know. Yeah.
That's right. That is like how you like to celebrate, right? And then you go to a Michelin meal that night.
It was wonderful. My idea of how a day should be spent. Life
Not to mention, everyone knows Rana's birthday is in January, so I wouldn't say it's like perfect weather conditions.
Freezing cold. No one was there. It was like having the place to myself. Life affirming.
Sure.
Samba.
Yep.
Transition, have a beautiful walk along the river. And then I had a gorgeous Michelin star meal at a place called Field, which I'm hoping is still open, but I don't know what's going on in Prague.
Who knows these days?
Yeah.
Well, Rana, now I feel badly that I called that picture terrifying. It just is looming.
Wait, so, excuse me, was drawn inside of a transit camp or in a concentration camp, whatever you want to call it. Terezin.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course it's terrifying.
Famously, the camp from Suspiria.
It is expressing. That's right. It is expressing the inner turmoil and the...
Certainly is.
You know.
Well, it's beautiful.
Well, thank you. I'm glad now you like it, now that I told you where it came from. But, you know, it's just a little Holocaust art. In any event...
The way you say it. Yes.
Speaking of, we went down the road of remembering how precious life is. And our theme today, some would say... Save your pirate. We're going to get there in just a minute.
That was a lion.
Oh. A terrifying lion? Is that what that was?
It was supposed to be a sexual lion.
Oh, really?
Like an animal instinct, like, whoa, or whatever.
Well, I suppose, I guess you could use a little more practice on your, unless that's how you've had a lot of positive feedback on that line. I don't know.
I really haven't. I got to be honest.
But today we are doing classic cliffhangers, Carnal Knowledge Volume 2.
Hot, hot, hot.
Because we've already done a Carnal Knowledge. And this, pardon me, is of course the questions that we have received during the pandemic. Okay.
Correct. These were cliffhangers we answered on Patreon.
Yeah.
And we want the free feed to get a little taste of this,
That's
which, by
exactly
the way, it's
right.
never too late or too early to join
to
us in the carriage house.
Patreon.com/AskRana.
That's right. You can see Rana eating ramen. You can watch all of the videos of us making this podcast. And the Patreon podcast, you can join our book club, our quiff, our movie club, all of it.
Yeah, or we have our watch parties. We're having a fabulous time. And it's very, I have to say, it's very intimate in the carriage house, as people will hear from our answers.
It's
just the two of us answering questions, no holds barred.
That's right. If you ever feel crazy because you're like, wait, they referenced something that they seem like they know what they're talking about, but I never heard that.
Yeah.
Honey,
it's
on the Patreon.
It's between friends in the carriage house.
That's right, Rana.
So spring is coming, of course. People are starting to get vaccinated, flying off the shelves.
That's right. It's really happening.
Into arms, pardon me.
Correct.
And people are, of course, after a year of this, getting very randy. And
yes.
They want to play, as Margaret Cho would say. They have all kinds of pent up energy that they're hoping to expend the minute they're sprung from their cages. So the cliffhangers we've gotten in the past few months, which will be no surprise to you. You'd think that these people were locked in the chastity belts for the past decade and just found the keys. Yeah.
It's true. So Rana, as Rana said, this is called a classic cliffhanger, Carnal Knowledge Volume 2. And then I'm adding this, colon, why don't you come in and come?
Oh, no.
Which is similar to the lion voice.
Oh, I don't even know where in your soul that comes from, I have to say.
Well, the person you were just talking about, the pent up, all steamed up, ready to burst.
I guess it is.
Side of me.
fine line between complete aggression and, I don't know, coming on to somebody, I suppose.
Exactly. And also, I have to say, I'm very frustrated myself because the lobsterman's stomach is still killing him from when he got pounded out by that 87-year-old man. I'm sorry.
Pounded out? Is that how you say that?
I shouldn't have said any of it.
Is that an expression? Oh, you mean in the bushes and off the Lynn? In Lynn?
Correct.
Yeah. You still jealous about that, or you two are back on?
We're back on. I mean, I gave a good scream and a good, good sort of a finger wag. And
yeah, sometimes a relationship needs a speed bump to get it back on track.
That's right. And I went over to his mother's house and I said, "Your son is a whore."
Yeah. And she said,
"Meh."
Yeah, something in Portuguese that you didn't understand. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Well, first off, we're going to start this episode.
We've got truly something that comes up a lot. It's, I would call it even a tired trope in the gay storybook of life.
Those have to be your words, not mine.
Hooking up with a straight guy.
Oh, yeah.
We get this a lot.
This does come up. This surfaces over and over again, and they always want you to be on their side, and you never are.
They set it up to where they're just like, this is the answer I want. You ready?
You know, Brian. You know. Of course. They sort of set it up like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, they always want me on that. That's true. They always say like, Brian, you get it, right?
You get it. You get it. And you absolutely, this is a non-negotiable for you. You don't get it.
Yep. Yeah. This was about hooking up with a straight guy. And the guy who wrote in said that he really was trying to be a counselor and a sage to help the straight man through his time of need, which is why they hooked up.
Yeah.
And I just was not buying that. And I don't think you were either, Ron.
Well, no, because he ended up, he acted like he wanted to be this wonderful sage guide through life. And then he signed the letter, gay, horny, and confused. So
you're
any
right.
Idea that he
horny
didn't
horny was the second. Yeah.
He didn't sign it, looking to enlighten or something like that. So
that's right.
You showed your true colors, friend. Okay.
And everyone knows there's only one sage bag of bones up in this joint.
Old bones Glickman. Here we go. And if I remember correctly, this guy was about to move in with his girlfriend too, if I'm not mistaken.
You are absolutely right, Ron.
Yeah. Complicated. Here we go. I think, who read this? I have no ideas.
Did.
Oh, real?
I remember this.
This keeps happening. We're going to have to start.
One of these days,
I'm always
Rana.
Reading the first question on Patreon. We're going to have to, next episode.
There have been weeks in a row where I have. So it does all come out in, you know,
if you
the
think
right
that's
way.
True, then I suppose I'll believe you. So the next episode, you're reading, whether I read it or you read it, you're reading it on Patreon. That's how I feel about it. Hi, Rana and Brian, and very special guest, of course.
Not applicable.
I hope you all had the best of holidays. I am a single 26-year-old gay man who is currently conflicted due to okay, here we go.
Remember this guy?
Yeah, due to a sexy encounter with a straight friend of mine. So I thought, we'll call him Bobby. Here's some backstory. I've known Bobby since high school. He's always been low-key, kind, a bit grungy, but bi-curious, question mark? I never imagined. He has a girlfriend that he is about to move in with. It's always right on the precipice when these things happen.
Right.
I invited him to a friend's house, and he went out of his way to drop something off for me. It was pot. He got very drunk, and toward the end of the night, as we were speaking, he began to pull me close to him. I'm talking his arms wrapped around my waist, looking directly into my eyes, and it was not in private. We were in plain sight. As I was leaving, he adamantly chose to leave with me. Once we were outside, he began to ramble incoherently about his sexuality and his curiosity, unprompted. He eventually asked me to kiss him on his cheek, which I did. Duh. 26. Then after 20 minutes of him babbling, I finally asked him if I could just kiss him. We proceeded to have a passionate makeout session that I cannot stop thinking about. The only reason it didn't go any further was because he ended up puking and I brought him home.
Well, what a vote of confidence.
That was the only reason. Yeah, I love that. Because it was all perfect except for the fact that this guy puked.
He vomited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next day he thanked me for bringing him home, 26, and we left it at that. So here's my question. Do I leave it alone and pretend it never happened? Should I reach out to let him know I'm here if he needs to talk? He mentioned he doesn't have anyone to talk to about his sexuality with. I really, really don't want to come off as predatory, but he made the moves and confided in me. Yes, he is about to move in with his girlfriend. No, I don't want to take advantage of him or make him uncomfortable, but it was a great kiss. And I see him in a completely different way now. Help, please, question mark. Best, gay, horny, and confused. P.S. Again, I never imagined this guy, one, being one, sexually fluid, two, interested in me, three, being a good kisser.
Whoa.
Welcome to the Carriage House, everybody.
All new members, welcome to the Carriage House. Yeah. This is a... This is an issue that is, this is a common problem, apparently.
Keeps coming up.
And people are dying to talk to Rana about it.
Talk to you, they're talking to you, I think we all know.
Both of us.
They want you to give them permission, and then they want me to tell them what time it is. So they don't really want me to. They want you to give them permission, and they want to see if I'm going to let them get away with it. That's usually
this is
what
all
it is.
I'm going to say. I think the fact that you signed your letter and one of the things you signed, one of the descriptors was horny, means that you're not really interested in talking to him about his sexuality.
Oh, please.
Like, I think it's a nice thing to say, but.
What a joke.
You're his
best friend. You're his counselor that's going to help him through this transitional time.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you clearly want to hook up with him again and, you know. Probably do more than make out, which, God, why not? It was a fun time. And it sounds, listen, it sounds like he was really after you and needed to do something. I think this is a lost cause. This is just chalk it up and move on because there isn't, he told you all this stuff about his sexuality when he was completely wasted. And I do think it's interesting. You know, and sometimes people say like, they're the most honest when they're drunk. I don't always know if that's true. I think you could be also the most sloppy when you're drunk.
You're the most confessional.
Definitely the most confessional.
Yes, but not the most honest. Yeah.
And I'm going to let Rana take it from here because you really picked up on something that I didn't think about, which is this idea that we saw, obviously, the idea that we saw at the wedding with the groom wanting to give the priest the blowjob. Again, welcome to the Carriage House. While he was marrying a woman, by the way. This seems to be like this guy is needing some kind of, and I think this is what you were saying, last hurrah or something maybe, or just needed to really let loose and get drunk and throw up before he could, before he actually has to make the move into his girlfriend's place, potentially. Yeah. But this is, you just chalk this up to a fun time and great masturbation material for as long as you need it.
Yeah, put it in the wank bank.
I've never heard that.
What?
Never.
How have you never heard that?
I've never heard it, Rana, because I'll tell you why. That is absolutely something that a New Englander would say.
Everybody says that.
I don't know. I could see someone in Boston being like, put in your wank bank.
They're going to be lighting up the message boards on Patreon about how does Brian not know about the wank
bank? But let me know and give me some other ones too.
Maybe it's only straight guys that have a wank bank. Maybe it's a straight, a hetero male frat boys expression. Maybe that's why you don't know it. Yeah.
It might be, which is why I believe that you know it because listen, And even the professionals in Boston, Rana, are sort of rough around the edges like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you tell me. You're the one who goes to these bars.
Well, I'll tell you.
I
go to the bars. But even the people who at the city council meeting or at Shoebies, if there's a guy in there, it's a very, I mean, there is just a roughness sometimes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
A woman too. It doesn't matter. What
do I think? I think you're phony baloney full of it, just like Brian said, that you want to be this guy's guidance counselor, okay? That's just an excuse to have another reason, to have an intimate conversation, which leads to somebody giving somebody a blowjob, okay?
Yep.
We've all pulled that trick before. Oh, I'm the only one you could talk to.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about talking to him, okay? This guy, I won't be surprised if this opportunity resurfaces again or if it already has. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's quite the same as the molested minister. The molested minister, that was when the guy wanted, again, to be rammed hands-free. I believe
on
it was.
At his wedding.
And invited the other guy to come to his room while his bride was asleep next to him.
Yeah.
But that guy, I think, was getting a real charge out of the danger of the situation and the possibility of getting caught.
You're right.
And of exploding his whole life. That guy was
risk for him.
Playing with fire type.
Yeah.
But it is this same idea that there are these men that are bisexual or have unresolved questions about their sexuality or things they haven't explored. These people are 26, 27, 24, right. 28. They're young. And
this, it's a totally different world. I mean, yeah. He probably was comfortable pulling you in front of people because, like, who cares anymore, really? Yeah. You know?
And lucky you. Lucky all of you that get to do whatever. The world is an orgy now, and everybody gets... The world is the court of Versailles now.
Right. Exactly.
Everybody gets to do whatever they want to do. And
oh, my God.
It's
and
terrific.
Cut to a year from now when really the party starts.
The roaring 2022.
Exactly.
When... It is the 20s, I suppose, right?
Yeah, isn't that
it is
funny?
The 20s again, yeah. Isn't
That's
that
so funny?
It's exactly 100 years later.
Yeah.
But... Lucky all of you, except for the ones that are just truly straight as an arrow or gay as an arrow and don't want to do any of this other stuff. And they're the squares now.
Yeah.
And everybody else is allowed to eat at the buffet all the time. And the squares are eating their Lunchables in the corners all the time.
Fine.
But there's always people that just sort of know, always knew. And, you know, it's too bad because they always feel jealous of the people that are eating at the buffet. But then they're I don't really know. I'm not really into a croquembouche. What can I say?
Yeah.
So this
or
guy.
Or a croque ambush.
Yeah, croque ambush or a croque monsieur in a bush or who knows.
Sure.
Croque madame.
Yeah.
Croque it up.
I've always known I'm not into a croque madame. That is something that I find women beautiful and I find them sexy and all of that. But I've never had the desire to have sex with a woman.
Imagining you in your curly wig again. I can't wait.
We've my share or whatever type the
your
burlesque
Captain
wig.
Hook wig.
The
your
Captain Hook
yes.
wig with the beauty mark,
I
the
want
white
you
face.
To look like the favorite.
And I'm assuming there's a lot of rouge involved, right? Like
very there's a lot of white face and a lot of rouge. Yeah. A
lot of rouge, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I can totally picture it on you. I think it's gonna be great.
I think so too, Rana.
I doubt it. I doubt you think that. But so here's the thing. Don't get emotionally involved with this guy. All right. It's not your job to lead him in. You're not the gateway. Okay. You're not Charon on the River Styx that's going to help him cross over to the underworld. All right.
Correct.
This is just is what it is. You had a sexy hot night. It's in the wank bank.
Yeah.
You
might absolutely.
You might get another one now that he knows that you're willing to. But
yeah.
This is a guy that is confused and is living a pretty, straight and narrow life and is not confident enough to explore these other possibilities about himself without doing it, without getting drunk to the point of throwing up.
Yeah.
And that's just messy. I mean, I know you're 26, so what? Probably people are getting drunk and throwing up all the time and it's not that big a deal. But when it's tied to an unresolved personal issue, it's a little different than just going out and slamming back a few.
Correct.
It's messy.
It is. And also at that point, it's like, yeah, you certainly don't want to be predatory and then find reasons to get this guy drunk or who fucking knows. Not that you're going down that road, but
I don't think it's predatory anyway. This guy's a grown up who can make his own decisions.
Of course, this guy didn't pounce on him. I completely agree, but I think like why waste your time? This isn't going to be fun for you either.
This is just a bonus item that might come up again.
Yeah.
And if it does, you can push it as far as you want to push it and that's great. But there isn't really a way to rope this guy in. And the whole thing with the girlfriend is just, look, this is life. Women, men, it doesn't matter. People are doing things behind people's backs all the time.
Right.
And it stinks. But it's also the way of the world on some level. And if you can avoid being involved in things like that,
yeah.
If it's not your personal drive that's putting you in, you know, if you're not in some place in your life where you feel you have to do this thing or, but you know, we had that question with Andy Slavitt on the free feed about the woman who was having an affair and seemed to be having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
But that something was driving her to do that. Something is driving him to behave this way. Yeah. Take it when it drops into you. When the ball falls into your yard, you can play with it. That's my opinion.
I agree. I think this guy knows he can go to you if he needs something.
But I also think it's interesting because people always expect you to be, you're very do whatever you need to do. But one of your things that people, I think, you don't ever think, you always think, why waste your time with straight men?
I do.
Yeah.
It just seems to me like.
You're very clear about that. And it's very funny because I think people keep thinking that you know.
Have experienced something
like
this.
Or that this is the prize. That,
right.
That, you know, gay men and straight men, that's somehow a conquest. And you are very pragmatic about that.
Well, also, I think just because, like, first of all, I've never really had, for any of my straight guy friends, I've never had a crush or a thing ever. I just haven't.
Even in high school?
Even in high school, I really did. Well, I guess I thought guys were cute.
Yeah, but that's just developing your taste sort of thing.
I was also
anyway,
so castrated in high school. I mean, Ronna, I didn't even masturbate for the first time until I was 19. Like, I was so afraid. I know you didn't want to.
I mean, what kind of show is this? What kind of show is this?
And I haven't ever stopped.
I believe that.
But I just wasn't even thinking in terms like that. But I get how it's a fantasy. You know, just how, like, I think in porn even, there's a big fantasy of, like, stepmother, stepson, or, you know, that kind of thing.
I suppose.
But it's also just like, what a dead end.
Yeah, but isn't that healthy?
I guess, healthy. I hope. Yeah. It's nice not to be, I mean, hooking up is, and being in a relationship is complicated enough without being like,
the added
having someone who's
of,
hiding all the time.
Well,
you know?
And it's just masochism, you know, that it's never going to work out. And it's like, what is working out in this scenario? Mm-hmm. You know, a hot affair with this guy. All right. If it falls into your lap, you're 26. You can do that if you want to, but it's just a path of destruction for him, really.
And it would be so much more fun if this guy was secure in his sexuality, whether that meant he was bi or polyamorous or whatever, but that's just a whole other thing to deal with.
You know, that's what you think. But what this guy thinks, which is also very key in the last little PS here, the postscript. Again, I never imagined this guy being, one, sexually fluid, two, interested in me. Mm-hmm. And so letter writer is really enjoying, is getting a real charge out of the fact that this guy, who maybe not, had never had a gay experience before, was found, I let her write, a gay horny and confused, so irresistible that he had to have it with him.
It's like,
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh my God, this is happening.
Yeah. Well, he's so attracted to me. He had to hold his hands around my waist and look me straight in the eye.
No.
Wank bank.
Wank bang.
Wank. Attention Carriage House members, Ronna here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Ronna here to tell you about one of my absolute favorite podcasts, Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend. It comes out twice a week, pardon me, on Mondays and on Thursdays, and it's hosted by none other than the fabulous Allison Rosen, who, I'm telling you, all you have to do is listen for about 30 seconds to understand why she absolutely is your new best friend. People love spending time with Allison Rosen. On Mondays, her episode is a one-on-one where she goes in depth with fabulous guests like Bobby Moynihan, Lorraine Newman, pardon me, Brian Safi, maybe you've heard of him, Camille Nanjiani, Emily Gordon, on and on and on and on. Phil Rosenthal's been on, excuse me. Scott Aukerman's been on, excuse me. Kulap and Suchin have been on, excuse me. Lauren Lapkus has been on, excuse me. This is just to name a few, pardon me. And on Thursdays, she does more of a round table with her fabulous whack pack of friends where they debate all kinds of things about their lives and what's going on in the world and, you know, whether two pieces of toast with butter is just butter on toast or whether that's a butter sandwich. I mean, that's the kind of hard-hitting stuff they're getting into on Alison Rosen. So listen to Alison Rosen as your new best friend on Mondays and Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts. And you can watch the Monday shows at youtube.com/AlisonRosen. The day has come. Carriage House sweetheart Cynthia Dupree Sweeney's sophomore novel, Good Company, is out today. So if you pre-ordered it, it should be in your mailbox or above your mailbox or under your mailbox. Look near your mailbox. It should be somewhere around there. Of course, it is available for purchase on Kindle or this or that. We have links in our bio to bookshop.org or to Amazon, whatever your pleasure is. Why not support local bookstores, however? But we are so delighted that Cynthia, who normally joins us for the Carriage House Book Club, pardon me, on Patreon, will be crossing over to the free feed on April 27th. So send us your questions and comments by April 20th, which we will address with Cynthia. And as of this writing, I can't get over it. The book is number one in books on Amazon, not to mention Jenna from Hoda and Jenna has chosen it as her selection for this month for her book club. It's beyond exciting. Many congratulations to our dear, dear friend, and we look forward to discussing and sharing with you on April 27th. Kiss, kiss, CHIPs. Get reading.
Well, I think we gave some great advice. I think we were harsh, but we were fair. These people write into us. We decide to answer their letter. We're not holding back. Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me.
You want sex, that's fine, but you're not one of the squares eating their Lunchables.
Oh, remember that's that, right. Rana? Yeah, I do now. Remember that I said that the sexy people were not eating Lunchables.
It's so, such a good metaphor, Rana.
What was your Lunchable? Are you a Lunchable lover?
Well, I found one in like, this was probably like a year ago that I liked.
Yeah. It, oh, really? It was. I mean, I've never had a Lunchable, so I wouldn't know.
I used to love them. You know, I ate them more as an adult than as a kid.
What's in a Lunchable?
Wet bologna? Meat. Yeah. It could be wet turkey. Meat. It could be wet turkey, wet bologna.
Yeah.
Wet, and then it's real dry white cheese. I would say Swiss, but I don't actually know if that's true. Provolone, maybe.
Yeah.
A few Ritz. This is the classic version.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And
how many cracker sandwiches do you get out of a Lunchable?
Like four?
Uh-huh.
Or five?
Yeah.
But then some come with dessert, which can sometimes, and some come with like a Capri Sun.
What's a dessert? Like an Oreo cookie?
Or like a pudding bowl, you know, like
a pudding, yeah.
A little Jello pudding. Or, sure. But now some of them are supercharged to where you could do an entire little pizza in there and eat it cold. Ugh. That's the last one I had.
Ugh. Cold pizza Lunchable.
Yeah.
Sexy.
I think
sexy,
sponsored
sexy.
By Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. So listen, we get about hundreds of letters a month here.
We really
Ask Rana with Ron and Brian Putney.
Yeah.
This is not some two-bit operation. So we're getting volumes of mail coming through this place.
I mean, Rana, this is a media empire. You have a lab for the coffee.
Yeah.
This is a fine food conglomerate, procurer. We shift people to the right way to find exotic, rare, and beautiful things.
So people are just on us with their lives.
On us. I mean, always wanted to ask this.
Yeah.
Every now and then, we think we get maybe a fake letter.
Hazard
we don't know for sure.
Hazard of the game. Hazard of the game.
Correct. So this next cliffhanger, we're just honestly not so sure about. It might be fake, but it's also absolutely bonkers. One of the most bonkers ones we've ever had. So here it is. The story of the best gay son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of fake or not fake.
Sure.
We have a letter today, which I'm pretty certain is safe, is fake.
Okay.
But who knows?
We'll see.
I'm going to read it because I don't remember what
happened. Please read it.
Dear Rana and Brian, 2 days ago, I arrived in my hometown of Cleveland for 2 weeks of Christmas with my mom. I'm her only child, and I'm trying to be the best gay son I can be. Usually, mom comes to visit me in Los Angeles. I already take issue with this person.
Because they said the best gay son?
Yeah.
I know, just be the best son.
What does it mean? What does that mean?
I guess just he's going to buy his mom like a fur.
Well, whatever. Just be the best son. You happen to be gay. You happen to not be gay. I mean, just
Rana,
this idea.
I do have to say, though, Jordan might be the exception, and that's a really all caps might be. But I will say that I do think that the stereotype, true or not, is that gay men take better care of their mothers than straight ones might.
And do you believe that to be true?
Yeah, in my family.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're more involved, I guess, with their mothers. Honestly, they stay connected to their mothers instead of losing them to their girlfriends, I suppose.
It rubbed me the wrong way, too, because if you're the best gay, what does that mean, that you're just having sex in front of your mother?
Well, let's get to paragraph two.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm not scolding you. I'm saying let's get listening here. Because
okay, here we go.
We've got to, because what I'm about to read is not the behavior of the best gay son.
Okay, I can't wait.
Anyway, last night she had choir practice, so I used the opportunity to go to a gay club that never existed while I was growing up in the late 90s. Please keep in mind, we just got this letter. It's not from last year.
No, okay? This is from like a minute ago.
This is from now.
Right.
This is from, what are the numbers at? Over 300,000 deaths now, okay?
Yeah. Oh, God, you're right.
I met the most wonderful, handsome older man, and we hit it off immediately, talking and flirting for hours. It was the kind of thing you can see happening in a Christmas movie, as we had such a connection in that darkened bar under twinkling lights and holiday decorations. 3 hours into the night.
I'm outraged at this person, Rana, but go ahead.
It only gets worse. I actually might ban this person from the podcast at the end of this, but we'll see.
They went to a club that was decorated for the holidays.
Well, and it forced me to do a little digging. And it turns out in Cleveland, the bars, I know this is a fake, but I thought it was a deep fake. And the bars are open in Cleveland, but only till about 11 p.m., 10 p.m. right now, I think.
Okay.
And if somebody wants to correct us, I hope they will. 3 hours into the night, we pieced together a huge surprise I could never have imagined. This man knew my mom in the early 80s. He donated sperm to her because she was turning 38 and wanted to be a mother. This guy is my biological father.
Wow. I don't know that it's fake, Rana.
Just hold on.
Okay.
It turns out we had more in common than we could ever imagine.
Oh, my God.
DNA.
Yeah.
Now I can see why I was attracted to him. He looked exactly like me in 20 years.
Now we know it's a gay son for sure.
I was in such shock. I left the bar without taking or giving my number. I don't buy that for a second.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I basically ran out. I've been awake. You ran out after 3 hours of talking to someone and finding out they were your long-lost father? You didn't get any details? I doubt it. I've been awake all night. At 4 a.m., I needed a distraction, and I reached for my phone, glad to see I had an unlistened-to episode of Ask Rana.
And by the way, I'm glad to hear you lost one night of sleep over this.
Well, this is that night, supposedly.
Okay, this is real time.
This is in real time. Mm. I'm still awake. And thought I might write to you for the first time. I don't know what my question is. I'm just stunned into silence for once in my life. Where do I go from here? Please don't use my name. P.S. It goes without saying that I'm flushed with relief that I didn't completely sleep with this man before, you know. Now,
so, I don't know that this letter's fake, but someone's lying to someone. And I actually think that older guy is pulling an absolute con.
But how would he know to say, I knew your mother? And how could he know the details that the mother did use a sperm donor?
Maybe this is his thing.
But
like, there is definitely, like, in porn, you know how there's, like, the stepmom and the stepson, and they get together. There is, like, a, like, stepdad, stepson, dad, son thing that gets people off. Maybe it's just...
But it would still require, I mean, we don't know the conversation, so I suppose the son could have revealed that before the, he could have revealed that he was the product of a sperm donor before the other guy said it. But I mean, this feels like a phony baloney letter to me. But still willing to answer it.
I don't know that the letter's phony. I just think maybe that guy lied. Because what does that mean? You were a sperm donor, and you don't really know when you're a sperm donor what specific person, unless they were close.
Yes, unless they were friends and they worked at a theater together, and the mother was, you know, she was looking for somebody to be a sperm donor, and he said sure.
Right. So.
So this kid's never asked who he's never asked who his father was, basically.
You know what? Now, Rana. Now I'm thinking that you're right. Maybe it's a fake.
Never in his life has he said, where did I come from?
Right.
He's 20-ish.
Maybe he didn't. Some people don't want to know. Some people don't want to know. Like some people don't want to seek that out. You know what I mean?
I suppose, but she never said, I mean, no one, I suppose. Even if he did have that information, he could still have this encounter where he met this person and said, you know, oh, what, you know, we're talking, and what a surprise.
Yeah. Luke, so, I am your father. Take out your lightsaber. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And it does seem like maybe he had enough. He knew he was the product of a sperm donor.
Presumably, yeah.
In order to even, if we're going on this being accurate.
Yeah.
But I just can't. So what's the, I don't know. Where do we go from here, Brian, is the question.
I mean, I guess you, the first thing you have to do is say to your mom, I met someone last night who, and by the way, and also not to mention this mother was singing, these people want COVID.
The first thing you need to do is take out the first paragraph of this letter where you say, I'm home trying to be the best gay son I can be. Because not only are you not being, a poor gay son, you're being a poor citizen. You're telling me you flew from Los Angeles to Cleveland and you went out the next night?
Well, by the
way. Or 2 days later, you just went out to a gay
bar. The mother's not a great citizen either. I mean, she's going in a room somewhere and singing with a group of people.
Well, I, of course, agree that both of these people are out of their minds and that I don't care. I'm going to say this for everybody. And I know it's Christmas, so I should probably be a little kinder than I'm being at the moment.
No one wants that from this show, Anna.
It's so true. But it doesn't matter what the rules are where you are. Have we not learned one thing from this year? Have we not learned that none of these governments or anybody else knows what they're doing? There's been no direction from the top down.
No.
You should be listening to Anthony Fauci and you should be listening to your conscience. That's what you should be listening to.
It's worse than it's ever been, Rana, and yet it seems like people care less than they ever did.
Because they're fatigued.
Yeah.
And that is the thing I'm fatigued on. I'm fatigued on their fatigue. That's what I'm fatigued about.
The world's asking a few more months from you.
Yeah. The vaccine is here.
Is literally here.
It may not be in your arm yet, but it's here.
And guess what? If you get sick or get someone sick, there might not be a space for that person.
Because you wanted to go to a bar because there wasn't one when you were growing up and now there is. And isn't that fun? If you have to be in Cleveland, isn't it fun that you get to go to a bar? What are we talking about?
I know.
What are we talking about? A bar?
Wild.
The fact that they've kept bars open is so crazy to me. So what's a bar for? It's a place where you go.
And it's Cleveland, so it's not outdoors.
It is, freezing in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You go to, what is a bar? It's a place where you go that they serve you alcoholic drinks so you can forget your cares for a little while, which means that you lower your inhibitions.
Absolutely.
And that your decision-making abilities are necessarily impaired to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But mostly what it means is you're looser than when you came in. And you're there to hopefully talk to a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've come with a companion. You are there to chat up someone you have you know nothing about.
That's right.
The only thing you know is they're just as dumb as you because they're there too.
You already have a lot in common.
Yeah. But if you're going to a bar now, you can just assume that that's how whoever is living their lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Taking risks all over
and
the
place. We're not talking about you staying in a small hotel and they know how many people are there and there's a little bar and they're spacing people. That's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about
a gay bar in Cleveland.
An enclosed space full of strangers.
Yeah.
I will also say this. My first instinct is that either this guy was absolutely jerking off while he wrote this letter and this is a fantasy for him.
Okay.
Or it's a fantasy for the father, or it's all just or a fantasy for the person who wanted to make this up and pretend that he was this guy's father. So it's either one of their fantasies.
Or somebody that wanted to jerk our leg.
Or someone that wanted to jerk. Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those things. If for any reason this is real, then of course you tell your mother that you met this guy who said this thing.
He doesn't want to tell his mother he was at the gay bar.
So say you were
giving her COVID.
Say you were at Shoebies or whatever the Cleveland version is.
It's not that it matters that he's gay. It matters that he probably doesn't want to tell his mother that he went out when she was at quiet practice.
Well, say he took a walk around the block and, you know, slipped on a little bit of ice and then saw carved in the sidewalk his mother's initials and this guy's initials.
Just tell her what happened.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And see what she says to that. My feeling is...
Also, what's the deal here? You want to have a relationship with some guy that jerked off in a tube 20 years ago?
Sure. Well...
I mean, that's up to you. If you want to, that's fine. But that was an arrangement between him and your mother where he didn't really want to be a parent. And she just wanted to, you know, get done what she needed to get done, if that's the case. I mean, look, he's a grown man.
I think there's a little role play happening here.
Yeah, I mean, he's a grown man. If he wants to have a relationship with this guy, that's up to him. But don't expect his mother to be happy about it. Oh, I don't mean a sexual relationship, Brian.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But also, all those crossed wires. No, thank you.
No, thanks.
Just seems like trouble. But
our
friend here likes to dabble in a little trouble because he likes to go to a bar in the middle of a pandemic.
And he probably got off on the fact that his mom was singing him somewhere and he was trying to get it in.
This is free feed on a level that we haven't seen in the Carriage House in a long time. We haven't talked about free feed versus Patreon in a long time.
If you have gathered your family around the television to watch this, don't listen to the previous few minutes.
Oh, do you think people are watching this with their small child? You know, well, Aunt Oscar could be listening.
You are wearing a Santa hat, Rana.
It's true.
It's very
deceiving.
It looks like
it's Anne Rudolph makes it seem like it's a children's special.
It makes it seem like we're at a children's show.
Yeah, it's true that Aunt Oscar could be listening. Because Aunt Oscar loves to listen. Fake or not fake, Brian, that letter took us on some twists and some turns. And in our answer, pardon me. That I'm
Absolutely.
Not sure I ever wanted to go on.
I'm going
to
tell you something, Rana. I don't think it was fake. It just seemed like the details were so rich.
Yeah.
And I could sort of picture every single one of these things. And the biggest issue was not that he was going out. It was not that he was doing something in his gay sexual life. It was that it was COVID. He was living with his mother and he was going clubbing every night.
In
that
Cleveland.
Was the issue.
Over Christmas.
Correct.
Pardon me.
That
with
was
no
the
quarantine.
Issue. Yes.
He showed up minutes. I mean, oh, God. Outrageous.
Yeah. This one was outrageous. That is absolutely true, Rana.
Yeah. I mean, really. What would Andy Slavitt say about that?
You know what? Where is he in our book club is what I want to know.
Well, he said he wanted to join the book club. We never heard from him again. Like he's busy at the White House or something.
And where is our invitation for the White House? Really, your invitation for the White House Hanukkah
party, Rana?
I can't take someone's spot, Rana. I'm not Jewish.
What do you mean, what does that have to do with anything? You're my plus one.
You're right.
Yeah. What do you mean you're not Jewish?
I am your escort.
Come on. Everyone knows it's in there somewhere. We better do we should do that. Who do you think you are? Whatever that show is. I think we should do a deep dive. We're going to find out that you're a Sephardic Jew at heart. I think that's what we're going to find out.
We never know. You'll never. Rana.
Yeah.
What do you think about this time Merrick Garland will be at the party, but I think people will be talking to him this time.
He's back on top. Pardon me. Confirmed as the AG. Pardon me. As the Attorney General.
Yeah.
So. Merrick is going to get the last laugh at the hors d'oeuvre table, and we're going to be there to say it.
He won't be there by himself this year, Rana.
No, we're going to talk to him this time.
So finally, last, definitely not least.
No.
Because this was truly one of the most graphic cliffhangers we've ever had.
I don't even know if I can relive this. Yeah.
If you have children, throw them out the window. immediately.
Not because of the content of this question.
No, just
because
you've probably
had enough of them at this point.
That's
yeah.
right. Honestly, Rana, the thing is that the saltiness that starts all of this off isn't even the real problem. It's yeah. what happens after that that is truly yeah. embarrassing. So this is Kevin from Denver in all of his glory.
Oh, God, here we go.
Rana.
Would you like to read this question and regain your footing, or would you like to have it read to you?
I'll read it.
Because Naomi read it on the free feed.
So does that mean you'd prefer to read it now?
No, not at all. To me, it's all about your experience. If you'd like to read to or do the reading.
I'll do the reading.
Okay, terrific.
Okay. Good afternoon.
And I'll say right now, I don't know if this is real or it isn't real. That's what I think.
Here we go.
But these
I'll
people.
Be the one to decide that. I have a
okay,
hyper
terrific.
Okay. Good afternoon, Rana, Brian, and illustrious guest. In that case, Rana, it's sort of me this week.
Yes, you are, but, well, you're not the guest here. You're the co-host, so this is, but now that you're back, this is, you're illustrious no
Thank
matter
you.
What.
Yeah. Thank you. My name is Kevin, and I am a gay man living in Denver.
Okay.
First of all, I adored the live Valentine's Day cabaret show this past weekend. It was fabulous, and the chat was out of control. Rana looked incredible with a gorgeous Negroni. Okay. My friend and I had to make our own to be a part of the show. Brian's shirt was a standout piece as well.
Well, there you go.
Now it was cool.
I love that shirt. I love that shirt. I love you in that shirt. It's fun. It's flirty. It's sexy. It's throwback. It's modern. It has it all.
It's my show shirt, Rana.
Yeah. It's a terrific shirt.
Now to my question. It's fairly racy. I had a romp in the sheets with a guy I met on Grindr. He left and I went to bed. The next morning, I was reminiscing about the experience and wishing he had finished himself on my chest and face. So I
thank you for sharing.
So I sent
that detail.
This letter is to the point.
Well, that so detail was not in any way necessary.
Oh, it isn't?
Well, maybe it is. I don't know.
So I sent him a text message expressing this to him.
I suppose.
However, as I was rereading the message a few minutes later, I realized I'd accidentally messaged this to my boss.
Yeah.
Imagine the horror of not being able to take back a text message. I am horrified and do not know how to face my boss or how to get rid of the embarrassment of having my boss know what I enjoy in the boudoir. Please let me know how you would handle this. Cheers, Kevin. I'm going to tell you something, Rana. I fully believe it.
But you believe it and you believe, well, here's my problem is timing, because by the time it comes to us and we answer it, et cetera, this guy has either dealt with it or he has to have been dealt with.
You're right. Now. He's not actually seeking advice. He wants to tell us a crazy story.
He wants to tell us a crazy story. And it's also one of those, what would you have done questions, which I'm not crazy about. What would you have done questions? I'm interested in people that need real world, real time advice.
Well, I guess I would love to know what the text said, because if it said, like, I wish you had climaxed or cum on my chest and face.
Or jizzed
or splooged or funked, you know, any of those.
Funked. Oh, I have never heard that expression. Oh, that to me is the equivalent of all those sandwiches I read about this
It
morning.
Is pretty. That is actually a horrifying phrase. I'm with you. Or, you know, shot. Or any of those things.
Uh-huh.
Why
does it matter what the descriptor was?
It doesn't. Because if he had said, I wish you would have finished on my face and chest, there might be some web you could weave about, because you didn't say climax, you didn't say cum, you didn't say funk. But there might be...
Everyone knows what's going on here. And here's the other thing. It's some guy he met on Grindr. He didn't politely say, oh, hi, just wanted to say thanks so much for a lovely evening.
You're right.
I wish you had politely finished on my chest. He said, I wish you had shot
all
your
over
giant salty load.
Wow.
All over my... Hairy. I mean, this was a Grindr text.
Yes. I wish you would have.
First of all, why
you're right.
Are they
he probably
messaging...
started this off being like, that was hot as fuck. I wish you would have come all over me.
Yeah. Whatever. I wish you
That's
took your giant banana cock and
exactly.
shot.
Exactly. You know, and spread those seeds yes. all over my garden.
Yeah. This wasn't just some sort of, oh, thanks, mate. Hope you had a lovely time too. wish, you know, no, this was graphic.
I don't.
That is the situation?
Oh boy, I don't know, Rhonda. What would you do?
Why do people message outside of the app? That's what I can't understand.
You know, I've never really understood that either. When, because some people sometimes say, like, "Oh, do you want to take this off the app, or do you want to just text? It'll be." They always say it'll be easier. I'm like, how is it easier? It's the same thing.
It's slightly easier because I don't know. Look, I'm not on Grindr. I don't know what the interface is, but this is sort of like when somebody messages you on Facebook and you think, ugh. I have to go over there.
That's true.
I don't
true.
Even want to read anything on there, let alone, you know.
But see, what I think part of it is, which is not a silly move, I think sometimes you can look people up by their phone number, even on Facebook, and you can see who they are. I don't know that people are doing that, but you probably could.
So this was just, though, an overnight. I mean, this was a quick romp. This was just a, you know. So my first piece of advice is, if you want to speak graphically with somebody, keep it in the app.
Keep it. Great point. If you want to send pictures, if you want to be nasty.
Isn't that the point of the app?
Yes.
I assume the app has some security protections around it, that it's either encrypted or.
And also,
of course, you can take screenshots and people can do that sort of thing. But
that's true. But it's not. It doesn't have to be up to the other person to delete the text. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and no
you
one
can delete
else,
the messages.
Oh, can you? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And no one else in your contact list is in the app. You're only
true.
Having a closed conversation with them.
There's no
you can't
confusion.
Accidentally. You guys, I don't know how it works, but I suppose you could accidentally message another person you were messaging.
But the stakes are so low.
Yeah,
really,
who cares at that point?
Who cares? I think the only thing you can do in this situation for me is I would maybe text my boss and say, I'm so sorry, that wasn't intended for you. Completely inappropriate. I'm so sorry. I would not confront this person face to face. I think that would make everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes.
And would you say anything, Rhonda?
I would say, obviously that wasn't for you. I'm very embarrassed, or something to that effect. You know, would be great if you delete it. Something, you know. But obviously, I'm embarrassed, you know. But honestly, as far as, I don't know, kinks or this or that go, I don't know if your boss is a straight man or a straight woman or a gay woman or this or that, but it doesn't really matter because as far as crazy things for people to do to each other goes, that's pretty tame.
True. Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
It's not everybody's taste, but it's not something that nobody's heard of.
Is it? I wonder if it's a fireable offense.
Well, if they fire you over this, they were looking for a reason to fire you.
True.
So, I mean, you know, is it? Have you sent an obscene, explicit text to your boss? Yes, you have.
Mm.
But if they fire you over it, it's because they wanted to fire you. I mean, congratulations, you gave them an excuse, but not. This would not be the reason that they fire you. This would be the excuse for firing you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's right. And also, like, I'm sure they know you're gay. And I do some, I don't know where I was going with that.
They don't want to talk about this.
They don't.
Nobody
don't bring it up.
Wants to talk about this.
No.
Unless you have a hilarious, fun, hysterical boss who wants to tease you about it for the next however long. But they don't want to touch it either.
Yeah.
They don't. Nope. This is an HR nightmare. Nobody wants to touch this.
Yeah.
Again, only if they're looking for a reason to fire you. And if you gave them one, you gave them one. But I'm sure that that's complicated too in terms of employment law, et cetera, et cetera. But look, it's an embarrassing thing that happened. These things happen.
People, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a week of being completely mortified. But what can you do? It already happened.
Yeah, you can't
so all
really.
All you can do is apologize and figure out how to move on.
Yep.
But of course.
And I would have done it right then and there over text before going back to work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can only assume this has already been resolved, but there he is putting his name on this. So I don't know.
And you're absolutely.
Denver.
I know. You're absolutely right, Rhonda, in that he's probably high anyway, the boss. He doesn't even know what's going on in Denver. But. Also, Rhonda, take him to that restaurant you always talk about.
To the What's it called? The Mexican place.
It is the swimming pool.
With the cliff divers.
The cliff divers. I can't remember.
Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita. Take him to Casa Bonita. No, that could give mixed signals. But I think you're right, Rana, in that, keep the chat on the grinder.
Obviously, this wasn't meant for you. I'm deeply embarrassed. It will never happen again.
And just don't chat dirty. Keep it all in the grinder place. There's nothing
that
wrong with what you said,
everybody.
But just
everybody.
Exactly, of course.
If you don't look, it's just about minimizing the collateral damage.
Totally.
Yeah. It's the same reason why you should pick up the phone if you have something really sensitive that you want to tell.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Don't leave a paper trail. Rana, that text.
Oh, and that's it. Thank God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This was a total smut fest, this episode.
I couldn't agree less.
This is why I was saying the other day that I'm not sure what this show has become.
Well, and
this has become somehow the bulletin board for people to write to us about finishing on people and how to deal with their bosses.
Penthouse letters.
Yeah. And then someone else wrote in and said, oh, in fairness to Kevin, he also posted this during the live show. What does that have to do with me? Whether it's, I mean, really, all of this is just mental.
Smut. But I do think
there
is an opportunity here for us, Rana, to go from advice show to submit your own pornography. Not video, text.
Text-based, you mean like dirty letters?
Dirty letters.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what you had envisioned in the beginning. Frankly, it's what I always envisioned.
Okay.
But
so you're hoping this becomes like a Penthouse Letters kind of podcast.
Yeah, you could be like Robin Bird.
Yeah, yeah. But we're not here to judge. Yeah, I am. Okay, I am.
Fair enough.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thank you very much for the letters. Please keep them coming. We'll keep our answers coming as long as you keep coming.
All right. Thank you, Shecky. A special thank you to our staff, of course, for pulling this fabulous episode together.
Yeah. Yep.
More Emma than Dante.
Rana, honestly.
More Tony than Adam. You get the idea.
He's the one who told us her name was Lydia Millett.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this.
I guess not.
This is an Emma. Emma is the one who really has to pull the cliffhangers together. I mean,
true.
Let's be honest, you know.
True.
And Tony, of course, is the
color
show historian.
Oh.
Creative liaison. You know, he really keeps an eye on what's going on in the DAC rooms and DAC chat rooms of this community.
Is he the color of these, Rana? C-U-L-L?
Oh, the color. He is the color.
I realized I said he's the color, and then I was like, not what everyone's thinking I said.
Oh, I thought you meant like color commentary. The color. Yes, he is the curator.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Correct.
Of these crazy cliffhangers.
Love
so
it.
if you're totally bowled over and offended, to write to Tony.
That's
me.
Right. That's right.
So don't forget to join us on Patreon for even more bonus smut every Friday. Pardon me.
Yep.
$5 gets you into the carriage house. $10 gets you sauna privileges where you can see the episode, which really is a lot of fun.
I don't dress up in my squirt every day for nothing, Rana.
That's true. That's 100% true. You don't wear your squat so people can't comment on your legs, pardon me.
Correct, Rana.
And we're having so much fun there. But, you know, if you're a Patreon member, A, you don't have to wait for these answers because you get them every week.
True.
All these fun, because the cliffhangers have been through the roof lately.
They have been, I've been hanging on that cliff every week.
And B, you know, you get to do things like force me to eat raw ramen or whatever it is. So,
what do you think about the fact that Mr. Big's not going to be in Sex and the City?
Well, he's on the Queen Latifah's show, so he probably couldn't do two shows, is my guess. But
I see.
He's still handsome, Chris Noth.
I guess. I think they're going to say he's dead in this, is what I've rumored.
Oh, really?
That's a rumor, yeah, that he died. Probably to get her to date again. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, I guess, yeah, they don't want to deal with a divorce or this or that.
Right.
But I mean, that's a lot to hang over your
head. I agree. It's a rumor going around. Who knows?
And no one would have believed, no one wouldn't believe that it didn't work out between them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you know. But I gave
He was not my cup of tea, Rana. I was an Aiden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I was a neither.
I was definitely a neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a neither. Yeah. I like John Corbett on Northern Exposure. back when he
was on. I never saw that show, but I know that he was on it, and so was that woman with the
He's a very charming John Corbett, but limited range. But maybe some of the outtakes of that show are as smutty as this show. I don't know. We'll have to talk to Michael Patrick King and see if he has some lost footage he wants to share with us. Yeah.
I'm sure we'd love to see it.
All right, dear. Well, that's it.
And if Michael Patrick King is listening, would it kill Carrie and Charlotte and Miranda to write in to ask Rana about a question?
They're not real people. You do know that.
I know, Rana, but I'm just saying they don't know that.
Yeah. That's true. They don't know. They don't know that they're not real. That's true. All right, dear. So that'll wrap it up for Classic Cliffhangers, Carnal Knowledge Volume 2.
Yes.
We will see you on Patreon, and we will see you next week in the Free Feed.
See you there.
Kiss, kiss.